Camarasaurus also owed its success to a set of long, spoon-shaped teeth that, paleontologists came to realize, could defoliate entire trees.
The teeth of Camarasaurus actually interlock. They kind of tongue and groove almost one into each other. They would have almost functioned like a serrated beak or a single large cutting surface. So they're probably stripping vegetation quite effectively.
The remains of three Camarasaurus found together in Wyoming in 1997 suggested that these dinosaurs traveled in small herds. But as the lake bed excavation continued, the mystery deepened. Something intriguing became evident. Very few Camarasaurus bones were found. Why? The answer would become a vital clue.
Really big animals like Camarasaurus would have been pretty reluctant to walk out to the lake bed. Their sheer mass and weight makes getting stuck a real possibility. So unless it's an incredible drought and that was the only place to get water, they're probably going to keep their distance. That's why I think that so few remains of Camarasaurus were found at the Cleveland Lloyd site.
As plant eaters, they were not natural aggressors. When they encountered a predator, Camarasaurus probably relied on its sheer size to act as a deterrent.
Any animal that weighs 15 to 20 tons is just going to be an absolute powerhouse to deal with. Just stepping on potential predators would probably do them in. You'd want to be very careful around them. A large African elephant often weighs in the 5 to 6 ton range. These animals get up to 3-4 times that size easily. So we're already talking much stronger than an elephant.